Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
As I was walking through Dublin City, about the hour of 12 at night, it was there I saw a fair pretty female washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of ambry coals. And in all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the soul. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. Says he, young fella, now the night is late, and along with your home arrived, wrestle you straight away to the bridewell gate. I got a look from the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of ambry coals. And in all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the souls. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I walked back through Dublin City, as the dawn of day was on, oh, whom should I spy but the Spanish lady when I was weary and footsore? She had a heart so filled with loving, and her love she longed to share. And in all my life I never did meet a maid who had so much to spare. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I have wandered north and I've wandered south, by Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, and up and around by the Gloucester Diamond, back by Abertandy's House. But old age has laid her hand upon thee, cold as a fire of ashy coals. Lady, neat and sweet about the souls. Round and around goes the wheel of fortune, where a dress now wearies me. Oh, fair young maids are so deceiving, sad experience teaches me. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Commuters Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have singer-songwriter Lauren Housley. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Sorry I'm a little bit late. That's due to train, so I apologise about that.
Oh, no worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. So tell us a bit more about yourself. Give us a bit of background.
So my name is Lauren Housley. I'm a singer and songwriter. I have a band. I'm based in Sheffield. I grew up in Rotherham. I've moved around quite a bit. Lived in Newcastle for a little while and then moved to Manchester for a little while and always kind of played my own music and played in bands and things. started songwriting with my now husband. We met at college and we started playing shows together, and we've just kind of been doing it ever since. That was like nearly 20 years ago now. We were kids when we met.
I know, time flies, doesn't it? I mean, it's unbelievable how time flies.
It really does.
So who are your main influences? And also, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
So influences, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by a lot of like the old soul singers. So Aretha Franklin, massive Ray Charles fan, Sam Cooke. I've been listening to a lot of the sort of more modern soul that's coming out of the UK actually at the minute, which is a guy called M.T. Jones based in Liverpool, who's amazing. Brooke Combe, she's based in Liverpool also, I think. She's a Scottish girl who's... They're just making some great music, and it's cool. It's become like a bit of a scene. And so, yeah, just sort of listening to all kinds of stuff, really. I mean, I'm into neo-soul, I'm into country, pop, reggae even, you know. I've like listened to a lot of music, and I just love music in general. So when I'm writing, I'm not usually thinking about what style I'm writing. I'm not thinking, oh, I want to write this type of song. So most of the time it's just like an expression, so however I'm feeling and whatever comes out. But who would I like to work with in the future? It's a good question. Maybe it'd be fun to do a track with Jalen and Gonda. Yeah, right. He's a soul artist who's sort of doing, like, you've kind of seen him everywhere at the minute. And we went to see him in Sheffield the other night, actually, at the Octagon. It was an amazing show, amazing live show. Great. He's got a great voice, great songs. So, yeah, cool to switch in with him.
Interesting. So, well, hopefully, who knows in the near future, hopefully you'll get that gig, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask you as well, Lauren. I mean, there's so many different genres of music out there. I mean, so why that particular genre? I mean, what do you like about that? What was it that you wanted to do, really, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, so soul music has always kind of crept into it, all the styles of music that I've made. And I think it's just more so like that's the way that I sing.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember when I first started singing at uni, and I was absolutely terrified to do it live and so nervous, and just kind of pushed myself to do it in a few different situations. I got up at a jazz club and sang an Etta James track, and then I got up and sang in front of like my university classmates. And that's just how my voice sounded. I must have absorbed so much of the soul singers that I've listened to over the years that when I started singing, that is how I sang. I wasn't trying to sound a certain way, you know.
Sure.
And I think over the past couple of years, because I've delved into like more of an Americana country scene as well, like that's definitely fed into what I do. So it's just been... It depends on the influences that you have, I think. And sometimes that's not a direct influence from the area necessarily that you grow in, but it's an influence of like what you've grown up with. There was a lot of soul music and a lot of Elvis that got played around my house growing up. So,
you can't beat Elvis. I mean, classic. He's a classic singer, you know.
Oh,
one
of
the best. I mean, you can't beat Elvis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I want to ask you as well, Lauren, I mean, how difficult is it to find that sound that you're looking for? I mean, is it still an ongoing process, or have you found what you're looking for at the moment?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would say I'm not necessarily trying to find a sound anymore. I'm just trying to make good music, what I think is good music. And I have my husband in the band, who's a phenomenal guitar player and a phenomenal songwriter as well, actually. And he's a great singer. And the bass player, Mark, who we've been collaborating more on the songwriting process. So he's been coming up with some really cool grooves on the bass, because he's really into the soul music style of stuff as well. And yeah, we're just feeding off one another, you know. We're not trying to, like, sound a certain way, I don't think. It's just that's what's influenced us, and that's what's coming out. So I think it's, like, it's fine to sort of delve into other genres and explore and just figure out, like, how you want your own music sound. But we're not necessarily aiming to find, like, something necessarily new, or, you know, we just want to make good music, that sure. music that touches us and hopefully like connects with people as well. And yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
And I want to ask you as well, Lauren, I mean, do you feel that music has gotten difficult now to break into? Because now that we're in the digital area, I mean, where everyone is trying to put their music out there. I mean, even about 20, 30 years ago, I mean, I'm old school, by the way. I know it's a long time talking. I mean, there were no such thing as the internet or social media platforms. Uh-huh. There was always a recording studio that people needed to go to. But now that we've got like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, a lot of people are putting all their music on those social media platforms. Yeah. Do you feel it's gotten harder to get more recognised now than it was back then?
Yeah, it's definitely harder to cut through the noise of it all. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of tracks uploaded every single day to like digital platforms. It is overwhelming, like it's so overwhelming. But I guess like I'm trying to do a bit the more old school thing where you just really connect with fans and you're building, sure. you know, you build a fan base one by one, people that love your music, that want to stick around and want to invest in what you're doing. And don't just mean invest like their money, but invest like their time, because time is such a like hard thing to get from people now, like get people to sort of sit and listen to music. But yeah, one by one, those fans that actually want to listen to the start of the track and hear the end of the track, and they're interested in the journey and not just in it for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, and I've got a controversial question to ask, but if you don't want to answer it, it's completely fine. I've asked a lot of artists about this. How do you feel about AI in the artist, in creative industry? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are now turning towards AI to like use to write lyrics or make the music. Mm. How do you feel about that?
It's not what I've done up to now. And I'm not saying that I would never use AI for anything. I think it's definitely got a place amongst what, you know, like what we're doing. And like, not necessarily in the music making process for us. Like we love being in a live room together, and we love recording live with live musicians. That's always the way that I've done it. I know so many great musicians, it would feel strange to like hand that over to like a computer.
Sure.
Because you know, these musicians have worked their whole lives to be able to do what they do and be good at it and express themselves. And that to me is what I love about music. So I'm not looking to replace that anytime soon. But it can come in hand. Like AI can be useful for certain things, like making a spreadsheet. The jobs that I don't find that interesting and take me a lot of time to do, you know, I can use it for things like that and feel fine about it. But the creative process to me is a very human thing. And I like the mistakes and the flaws in music, and I like hearing people express themselves. Although I've heard some great songs written by AI, I really have, and I've heard some amazing like vocalists, like AI vocalists. Like it's hard to believe that they're actually AI, but they don't sound human.
No, I mean it's interesting because I've listened to a few AI, and like you say, it doesn't have that human effect to it.
No,
and I mean, I was watching a trailer on a film. There was a new film coming out at some point this year, and it's with the late, great Val Kilmer. And they actually used his image and his voice for the full film.
What?
Yeah, they got the permission from the family to do it, but it's so distasteful, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've not heard about that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I have to show you the trailer later on, I'm sure. But it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. I mean, if they're gonna do that, it makes you wonder: are they gonna put creative people out of work? Doesn't it? Yeah. That's the question, doesn't it?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's shocking, really, what they can do.
Yeah.
And I mean, about 30, 40 years ago, It was so unheard of. I mean, but a great filmmaker, and it's come true. You're gonna laugh at this, but Terminator has actually come to life.
I know.
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, he was actually telling us the future, and it's come to life.
I know. I've heard that that's being said as well. It is funny, isn't it? I mean, I think a lot of people that are like true music fans, people that listen to background music, and I do in certain situations, definitely. I think like, you know, an AI track being played, you might not notice, but I think if you are a true music fan who likes to know about like where the songs came from and likes to know the background of the artist and, you know, find out more about like why the person wrote the song, like AI just can't, it hasn't got that backstory. So yeah, there's no, to me, it's not, there's no competition really. It's just, it's a different art form maybe.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about your song, but we'll do that after the second, in the second half. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play it for you now. So can you introduce the song for us, Lauren?
Yeah, this is a song that we released back in February and it's called Be My Valentine.
So that was Lauren Housley and Be My Valentine. Beautiful song, Lauren. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I've got to say thank you for sharing that with me. It's been an honour playing that today. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's nice to hear it again, actually. I've not listened for a few weeks.
So, and you know what? It just shows to me that music now, I mean, because you don't hear much like music like that, really play. It's all played by a computer. And, you know, it's so nice now to actually hear something so real and so deep.
Mm.
And, you just don't get that much now, unfortunately, I don't think.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are, like, using a lot of the music's becoming quite processed. And, I just think it's just the way it's been for a while now. But then there's part of me that thinks maybe art people are starting to revert back to, like, doing the live recording thing again because of AI. You know, it makes it stand out more against those process tracks and the AI sort of sound. Making it more real, like making it as real as possible, basically, is going to be the thing that makes it stand out, I think.
Yeah. And so, Be My Valentine, I mean, how long did it take for you to actually put the song together? Was it a long process or did it come together quite quickly?
It came together quite quickly. We always try and, like, lay everything down live in the studio. Sometimes I re-record the vocal, because sometimes if you're playing live in one room, you know, sometimes the vocal can bleed into the other microphones and sometimes then you have to step outside the room. And, yeah, it just totally depends on the situation and how loud the drums are in the room and everything. But a lot of the rhythm section for a lot of the new music has been laid down live. The new track, Built to Last, was recorded completely live. Like, the vocal start to finish is completely live, and it was the live take that I did with the band. So it just totally depends on how it ends up being captured. But let me think, how long did that one take? I mean, the songwriting process has been a longer process for me recently because of having the kids and just getting my head into a songwriting headspace again. It's been more tricky, but I'm getting there, and I've been chipping away for like the last year or so, and have so many ideas on the go. And sometimes that's just quite daunting, having too many ideas. Yeah. But we kind of whittled it down to the strongest ideas, and then I'd work on them. And the Be My Valentine one was definitely one of them. We started writing it in the room together, myself, Tom and Mark, and they're my bandmates, the Northern Cowboys. And I just started singing the hook, Be My Valentine, and we all, like, looked at each other and, like, that's cool. People don't often write Valentine's songs. But it became about something bigger than just, like, a Valentine's song. It was more just about self-love and feeling good in your own skin and not feeling like you need any external, can't think of the word. You don't need anyone to give that to you. You've got to find it in yourself.
Yes, I follow you what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, I completely get it. I mean, it's a beautiful song. Mm. Yeah, and, you know, it's great. You just don't hear, but it's such a soulful song to it. And you don't hear much of that now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how long it must have took you, how many times did you have to actually write the song? Because it must have took you quite a while to actually be satisfied with what you actually got, because there's so many, you could use so many words, but there's so many words out there, but I bet it must be really hard to be a songwriter. Do you follow what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, there were so many different angles I could go at with the title, Be My Valentine. We decided that that was strong and that was a cool hook, and we wanted to try and use that. But then I sang, there was a couple of other lines like, I've been shot by Cupid's arrow, which is obviously very, very Valentine's orientated. But I didn't want to be too obvious with it being about somebody else. The more I sort of sang it, the more I went over it and over and over it, I thought, do you know what? I'm married, and me and Tom, like, we've always worked together, so we've never really spent Valentine's Day as a couple in a restaurant eating a meal. So that romantic side of Valentine's Day isn't there for everybody, and, like, I kind of wanted to make it more about, like, a self-love anthem. So I did change the angle of it quite a few times, but and then I also wanted to pick out some really obvious things about Valentine's Day, like cooking a nice meal for somebody and candles, and, you know, those things that are like the obvious romantic things that you do as a couple, but make it more about you doing them for yourself.
So tell us a bit more about your band. Mm-hmm. So it's called the Northern Cowboys.
Yeah.
So how did you form together? Did you form originally as a band, or Was you always a solo singer with your bandmates, if you follow it?
Yeah, so it's the full name of the band is Lauren Housley and the Northern Cowboys. And originally it was me who was the artist, and I've always written with my husband, and he's always played guitar in the band and stuff, and we've done a lot of duo sets and things like that. But as we expanded and we started working with different people, we started working with Mark, who produced the first album that we ever made, and he was on board as a producer, really, and he ended up playing bass on a couple of tracks, but he wasn't necessarily in the band at that point. And then he kind of just grew quite attached to the music, and we became really good mates, and he wanted to come and play out live with us, basically, and he wanted to do some shows together. And so we started playing together as a band like that first, but it was still under Lauren Housley and there was no Northern Cowboys. But then during lockdown, when obviously all musicians lost all their live work, and we were supposed to be going out on tour just before lockdown, I had an album coming out, and obviously that all got cancelled. And Tom and Mark, because I went off to, I was having my first baby, so I was taking a little bit of time off anyway, so Tom and Mark obviously lost their work as musicians, had been delving into like filming and doing some filming work for a couple of months before lockdown anyway, and then decided to put their time and energy into that and started live streaming concerts during lockdown. Yeah. And they called themselves the Northern Cowboy Films. Right. So it became a filming company first. Right. And then when we came back to start playing live after lockdown, it felt like more of a collaborative process between the three of us, really, and we'd started writing together and things. So we just naturally it became Lauren Housley and the Northern Cowboys.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and you know what? Beautiful. You're a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And you know what? I really do wish you all the best to do. So I want to ask you as well, Lauren, I mean, what's next for you? So, have you got, I mean, we've just played your song called Be My Valentine. Yeah. So, what's your next project? I mean, can you tell us, I mean, is it all secretive at the moment?
I just announced yesterday, as of tomorrow, I'm going on tour with Reverend and the Makers. So, I'm going to be opening their tour, yeah. So, they've got their album coming out, and they're doing some album outdoor shows, and have asked me to come and support. So, I'm going to open up on the shows. So, I'll be playing Foundry on Friday, opening the show for them. So that's going to be fun.
I mean, I've met River Never Makers once at Tramlines. He's a really nice bloke.
Oh, he's good. He's good really fun, nice. Yeah, you know, yeah.
And I mean, I've just listened to his latest song. It's called Messed Up with Robbie Williams. I mean, there's another word, but we can't broadcast it, unfortunately. I mean, you know, when I listened to it, it was such a catchy song as well.
It's great.
With Robbie Williams, I mean, the great Robbie Williams doing this. I mean, it's got to be overwhelming for him to do when he does something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool, isn't it? The whole album's great, though. I mean, I have had a sneak preview of the album, and it's a really great album. I fell in love with the late night phone call song a couple of years ago for the Christmas single. I heard that and I just thought it was absolutely amazing, like the arrangement of it all and the sound of it, just the direction that it was going in. I just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've listened to, there was one song that I actually listened to it of it, but I was younger, I didn't realise it was a Sheffield band, and that was called Shine a Light, and that was when my youngest brothers used to play FIFA on the PlayStation, and one of their tracks would feature on the FIFA.
I didn't know that.
On
That's
FIFA.
Cool.
I can't remember which FIFA game it was, but when I listened to it, I thought, I love this song. It's a brilliant song.
Gives you a certain feeling, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, it's like, I mean, I think every musician has got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, it's like there's so many different genres of music out there. It's like, what do you choose and how do you choose it? It's mm-hmm. and there's so many ways you can go. It's mm-hmm. unbelievable, really.
Yeah. I think he's just a great songwriter, though. Like, the thing I like about him is, like, the concepts that he writes about. He really gets inside them, and you know, there's always very clear message to what's the song is about.
Yes.
But yeah, he's a great lyricist.
And he's also a great showman as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great showman.
Absolutely.
And you know what, if John, if you're listening to this, please come to our studio. We would love to do an interview with you in the future. So we're going to play a song from Reverend Nevermakers now. This is called Shine a Light, what I was talking to you about earlier on. So this is Reverend Nevermakers, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
My
So that was Lauren Housley and the Northern Cowboys, Built to Last. Great tune. Great tune, Lauren.
Thank you.
And you know what? I wish you all the best on your new tune as well. So have you got an upcoming album that you're currently working on? Can you tell us a bit more about that? Or...
Yeah, so at the minute we're just releasing singles. So this is the second single I thought will be the next sort of compilation of work, which will be an album. So there's more singles to come in the next couple of months. Some really, really great stuff that I can't wait to share with everybody, actually. And then it's a busy summer. We're heading back to the States to do some touring. And then we're going to be playing quite a lot sort of throughout the end of the year. And then there's going to be some more full band stuff early next year. And there will be an album early next year as well.
So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And can you tell us how many songs are going to be on this album? Have you got a rough idea or is it still a work in progress?
Yeah, so it'll be 10 or 11. We've not decided yet, but 10 or 11 seems like a good number. Definitely want to do vinyl for this release as well. So it's going to be exciting to get some more new music out. I mean, the last two singles have been so well received by everyone. It's going to be nice to share some more because there's some great stuff.
And I want to ask you as well, Lauren, I mean, when you're creating this album, I mean, because there's so many ways music can go, was there any songs that you wanted to put in this album but unfortunately didn't make the cut that you might be saving for the next album or a later single that you can tell us? Or...
Yeah, I think what the hardest thing is when you're still, like, finishing and starting to release the music that you've just made, but then you're also, your head is also, like, writing new music and then you're thinking, oh, maybe we'll get this one finished and quickly we could put that one on the end of the album, but at the minute, ever so often you just have to kind of draw the line and go, this collection of songs works well together and feels like a great album and we've got to sign it off now. This, we can't keep working on this because we've been working on it for quite a while now. And then but then hopefully the next one will not be too far behind because I feel like, you know, the wheels are in motion now and, like, we seem to be writing a load of music at the minute, so there's going to be loads of stuff coming.
And how long have you been working on the album? How many years?
Yeah, it's probably been about a year and a half now.
Year and a half, yeah. Wow. It's flown, hasn't it? It always flies. So, and how can people get a copy of your album? So, will there be physical copies, digital? I mean, I know there's going to be digital copies, but for anybody that can't access, internet and stuff like that, will there be physical copies that people can get?
There will, yeah. I'm hoping we're going to get to do a record store tour, actually. So there'll be one in Sheffield, I'm sure. Sheffield, obviously, is the hometown for us. So it'd be cool to come and do a big celebratory record shop show here. And then, but yeah, the best thing to do, I mean, if you do mailing lists and things like that, if you check your emails, maybe sign up to the mailing list on my website, which is laurenhousley.com. And I will send you emails and update you. I will not spam you. I'll send you emails to let you know what we're up to and to let you know about the releases and things.
And also for the tour with Reverend Ever Makers.
Yeah.
Is there tickets still available that people can get? And also, will you be coming to Sheffield?
Yeah, it's sold out. The whole tour is sold out. Wow. Yeah, which is going to be loads of fun. So it starts in London tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow. And then we're back in Sheffield on Friday night at Foundry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's some travelling, I tell you.
I know. And then we pick it back up again on Monday. So there's five shows all together on this little run. And it's to celebrate the album release, basically. The album's out this Friday. So if you've not got a copy, I would say go and get a copy now. And let's get these guys to in the top 10.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, for the single that I've heard, brilliant single.
Yeah.
And you know what, as well, I mean, touring with them, and your songs are fantastic.
Aww, absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
You're definitely in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that. So, how can people follow you? Do you have like social media where people can follow you on, like X phone or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I guess the main one that I use is probably Instagram. So it's just Instagram.com/Lauren Housley. TikTok, we've just started on, and you can find us under Lauren and the Cowboys, and it's all spelled out, so Lauren and the Cowboys. And then Facebook is Lauren Housley Music, and then I do have a website, laurenhousley.com, and I'll just spell my name out just so it's not, you can find it because it's not easy to spell. So it's Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, and then Housley is H-O-U-S-L-E-Y.
Lauren, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. My final question for you is, what would you like to say to our listeners who is currently listening right now?
Oh, I just want to say hi. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in. And hopefully we'll see you out on the road sometime. Come and find us online and let's connect. And we'll share some more music with you.
Definitely. Please stay in touch.
Thank you.
And you know what? We're coming near to the end of the show. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's already 10 to 1. And I mean, I can't believe how much of this time has flown. I mean, it doesn't feel like 5 minutes since I was talking to you.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable how fast this it goes. So we're going to play one more track now. So I'm going to play Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Deck.
Yeah.